In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, have you heard the story of the three ministers talking about how they prepared their sermon? The Baptist minister, the Roman priest, and the Episcopal priest. The Baptist minister said, I start Monday morning. I pray and I read and I prepare all week long. The Roman Catholic priest said, well, I'm not quite that good. I'm preparing that. Come Saturday, I'm starting early. They turned to the Episcopal priest, when did you start? The priest said, well, what do you think the sermon is for? I just say that because I might not start in earnest on Monday, but I have a tradition on Monday morning. I do look and see what the scriptures are, because our discipline in the church always preaches one of the scriptures of the day. Might be the story of the Samaritan woman and the rich young ruler in the Old Testament. Might be the story of Jacob wrestling with an angel. So this past Monday, I opened up the lectionary. The sending out of the sun. Oh, dear. We have a phrase, I'm from the South, that something's exciting, and great stories ready. Well, that was Greek. And that can be like, that won't preach. And I had to tell myself, this is not going to preach too much. But then I had to remember, Paul, first, young Timothy, and many letters to Timothy, he said, all Scripture is living. All of us have something to say. And we have the accountability of our church not just to place before us the easy and the beautiful stories, but the difficult ones too. Those who join the morning prayer do know that all so well, each and every day. And so today, it is an honor, actually, to know the story of the sending of the 70. And yes, it does preach. It's an unusual story. Many times in the gospel, Jesus sends out the 12 to do these things. But this is a largeness of 70 followers. Is there something behind the number 70? Well, some scholars think, well, what might it be? The Gospels were written some 70 to 100 years after the death and resurrection of Christ. At that time, the church was expanding to the Gentile world. Was it all the like 70 Gentile countries? Is that what it represents? I don't. I think some people overanalyze. Most scholars say it's simply to get across it from the big group. It wasn't just the 12. Going into the world and sharing the love of God, going into the world and imitating Jesus, isn't just for the exclusive ordained Jews. It's for all those who have come to know Jesus. And the story is interesting. It has great warnings, and of course later in the church people had to heed such warnings. I'm sending you out as sheep along the world. Maybe it's not going to always be fun. It's not going to always be successful. We know by the lives of the saints from Martyrs that it often was not successful. But lo and behold, this time it was. They came back. The demons listened. They came back and they healed and they were beside themselves with joy. And Jesus warns them at the end of that's great. But give thanks for that your name is written in the book of life. And as my grandmother taught me emphasis of our Lord's word, when she said, so many of us get so involved in the work of the Lord, we forget the Lord of the work. That's what he said at the end. Also, all that urgency, don't go from house to house. Remember, at the time of writing the gospel, it was believed the second coming of Christ was coming soon. And there was great urgency. So we see this finding its way into the gospel story. So how does the gospel bring us to us? It's a very simple message. Those 70, those who were called by Jesus, were called to go out into the world and share their story. And they weren't perfect people, but they were simply called to share. And that is our call. If we were baptized Christians, if we in any way say Jesus is our Lord, we are called to go out into our very world and to tell our story. Will we be able single-handedly, individually, even as a parish, in the war in Ukraine, or to bring about the reconciliation of the two Americas, or to end all the isms of the world? No. But our job is not to convert and to do all those things. That's the job of the Holy Spirit. Our job is not to be successful. Our job is to be faithful, as those 70 were. We have to take out imperfect stories and go out and do the word and try to tell them. When you're in trouble, you go to the most perfect person you know for help? Usually not, don't we? We go to someone we can relate to. I once knew a woman had a great loss, and people gave her all the comfortable words. Simply a woman come to her house, a neighbor friend, had simply experienced a similar loss. Spirit set up her story, that brought healing. It nursed her on to the days in which she was living. We are, my brothers and sisters, we are called to tell our story. I believe that every person, this sounds a little bit evangelical, or to be able to have at least in 10 minutes here, to be able to tell your story, or your testimony, as you say. Because I don't think a day goes by that each of us might not be called to share a bit of it, to get comfort and love to someone. How important our story is. I love the story. One of my favorite stories of the 17th century mystic, the founder of Ascetic Judaism, Bob M. Poe. It is said that the people, the Jews at one time, were faced with destruction and terror. And he went to a certain place in the forest. He lit a fire in a very particular way. And he recited a very particular prayer. And the miracle of the place, and the people, the Jews, were saved. In the next generation, it would be his successor, to give my pronunciation, to make me a mistake, to go and to pray the prayer for deliverance for his people. And he went to the place in the forest and said, Lord, I found this place. But I do not know how to light the fire. But I do remember how to recite the prayer. And it must be sufficient. And it was sufficient. And then in the next generation, the next successor, again, to say the people to do. Mark of Lee. And he goes to the forest and he prays and says, Lord, I do not know how to light the candle. I don't know how to write the prayer, but I have found this place in the forest. And it must be sufficient. And it was sufficient. And in the end, the great grandson of the Boston Pole named after him. And another generation sat in his living room. And prayed, cupped his face in his hands and wept. He said, I do not know how to light the candle. I do not know how to recite the prayer. And I can't even find a place in the forest. All I can do is tell my story. And it must be sufficient. And it was sufficient. And that is the promise of our faith. As imperfect as we might be. Then some act of kindness and some loving words every day we go in the hurting world and tell our story. And let it be the Holy Spirit and love of God. Be responsible for the results. We are called to be faithful. Again today, one more story. People that Christ compared to the other stories I've told. But it ties up the meaning of our gospel lesson today quite nicely. It's a story about dust. You know duck hunters? This is the story of duck hunters. One day there was a duck family decided to go to duck hunting. And they got up in the morning and they waddled, and they got this waddled out of the house, they waddled down the street, they waddled up the stairs, and they waddled to the ceiling and sat down, and they had duck hunters. And there was duck liturgy. And then the duck preacher got up to the duck pulpit and preached the fast most inspired duck sermon they'd ever heard. And in the duck sermon, he said, ducks! We have wings! We can fly, we can glide, we can do things that other animals, even human beings, can never do. We can do the things of God. Are you ready? Yes, we're ready. How inspired that duck sermon. When the duck sermon was finished, the duck family started to see and wallow down the aisle, wallow down the steps, wallow to the street, wallow back to that house. How often does that restore you and me? We are called and we're given this gift, this capacity to love and to serve Jesus Christ and make a difference simply by telling our story. Let us not wobble through life. We are the seven. Amen.